Blog Talk Radio.
Here we are, guys. We are back for another week of your favorite sports talk radio. This is Mimi. We are live here for you guys every Wednesday night. I am joined by my co-host, Big D, Big Marv. They should be joining me shortly. I am so glad to be back for another week. We have so much to get into. Thank you guys for tuning in. Let's jump right into it. We're going to get started right away for you guys. I hope everybody had a good week. I know that, they tried to give us something crazy there, but I hope everybody had a good week. We are back, another crazy week of football to get into. Some crazy stuff is going on, a little bit more COVID, a little bit of new players on teams, so I'm really excited to get into what we're going to talk about. We are still waiting on Dee and Marv, but I'm sure they'll be with us shortly. So in the meantime, let's get started. You guys know that I am a Patriots fan. So in being a Patriots fan, I have been used to winning all the time. So I'm going to start the show off with talking about the Patriots because I want you guys to know that even though we are now considered losers, that I am still a Patriots fan, okay? So I want to talk about it. Are the Pats done? You know, all being said, like, at least for this year, I think that they are completely done. And I don't think they stand a chance. Obviously, you can tell with them benching Cam and putting Stidham back on. I feel like that is already telling of what they want to do, where they know that they're not going, and that they see that they do not have their quarterback. They probably are realizing that also that they probably could have made some better decisions. But in the end, they were eventually going to have to move on from Brady. But is this the way they wanted to do it? Is this how they wanted to go out, immediately following Brady's departure from the organization? We are looking at the first losing record since 2002. So I don't know if this is what they foresaw, if this is what they predicted, but this is definitely not going, you know, the way that they wanted it to. And my boys, they showed up for me. They are here. So I'm going to give them just about 2 seconds. I'm going to check in with them. Dean, Mod, how are you guys?
What up, what up?
Yeah, doing good.
Good to have you guys. I told them that you guys are going to be a little late, but that's okay. I'm glad you guys have joined in. You guys already know I started, you know, talking about the Patriots because I had to get into it for everybody who thinks that I'm just going to be a bandwagon and I'm going to jump off this ship. I'm still a Patriots fan, but for the first time in a long time, you know, my heart has been broken. You know, usually it cracks a little, but it never breaks. Okay, it is broken now. Okay, you know, to go through the things that, you know, being a Giants fan or being a Jets fan. You know what I'm saying? So, even though the Jets did beat us in the Super Bowl, you know, they've had 2 years out of many. So, you know, they are more on the losing side of things. But real quick, tell the people hi, introduce yourselves real quick, and then, you know, I want to get your guys' take on what the Patriots, where are they headed? What do they do next? Go ahead, Marv, you can
Absolutely.
Go first. We missed you last week.
I know, man. Back like I never left, man. Big Marv, check it in. Standing outside of Taekwondo class right now, so I kind of double booked, but we all good. We're making it work.
By any means necessary.
ID. Yeah, you already know it's D Money over there in the AZ. I'm at the classes. I get off early enough from my teachings to be able to get here and talk to you guys about some stuff and go over. So I'm excited to be on again and hope this train can grow with me.
Yeah, it's definitely. We rolling. We chewing around here. But, all right, you guys. Are my boys done for a while, or do you think that they make some move that they can come back next year with a better prospect? Because they do not have any quarterbacks. As the way I look at it, they need to, like, rebuild.
Yeah.
Hey, you got to take 1 year off to get a, to get another quarterback. Every now and then, you got to take 1 year off to go draft a quarterback. This just might be the year for the Pats to, you know, turn in six, seven games and get a good draft pick. And I don't know. Who knows? They might get that boy out of Ohio State. He looks like he might be the real candidate.
Yeah,
nah,
so,
man.
I mean, at this point – go ahead, D. Go ahead. What you say?
As I said before, Belichick is at work. He knew that he was going to have issues with Cam. He just had to show people, like, hey, I tried to do something. I tried to do something. You see, I tried. But I'm actually going to mess this season up just a little bit so I can get in line because I have a bucket full of draft picks in my pocket. The Jets don't need Lawrence. So they're going to take all my draft picks, and I'm going to get Lawrence. That's what I think they're going to do. Darnold, he just couldn't come out
I hope you're right.
Hey, because look, they got all the draft picks. Belichick is a mastermind in the draft. He moves up and down. He makes negotiations. He makes things happen. He knows what he's doing. He had to put a product out there. He told some of his key players, hey, we're not doing anything this year. Don't rush back. We need you healthy and ready and committed.
So
to
that's
ahead.
Why the whole defense opted out. See?
Yeah. They knew. They knew. Now, you just now catching up. I saw this. I was like, Trevor. The
he said, I saw this coming.
Yeah. That kid Lawrence is too good to pass up. And the people that are going to get in line to get him, they're not going to need him. Sam Darnold is a nice quarterback. He's actually better than people are trying to portray. He just has no one.
He just doesn't
have
a team.
How do you
build?
He
just has no one.
Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely.
Exactly. So who do you go to build your team? The place with the most assets to get for my first-round draft pick. The Patriots need Trevor Lawrence. They have the assets. We don't need a quarterback. We need to build around him while he's cheap. We don't need to go get a whole another one with no assets. That's a waste. If they go get a quarterback with no people or pieces around him, you waste
the
draft.
Still doing the same
it doesn't
thing.
Even matter.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So why not use Darnold? We like Darnold. He's good. We haven't said that we're going to bench him. We have Flacco as a backup. This season is lost. But what it's going to do is allow us to acquire picks. Why do I say that? Because everyone knows the Jets are going to get the first pick. And they know
exactly.
That they want to get everything. And they know everyone in the NFL that needs a quarterback will give everything up. As I've said in the shows before, that's what's going on. Belichick's on a train. He just had to make it look like he put some stuff together. Just so
let
your Patriots fans will
question.
Be like, hey.
I gotta be the voice of reason. There is no way that they are going to trade Trevor Lawrence within their conference. Even the Jets ain't.
That's the other black eye right
you
there.
You can get this Sam Darnold.
Giving
we
him
can
up
get
to
this
the
Sam You get the Sam Darnold money. What you want? I'll
you know
what?
It's so funny
it.
That you Man. Say that. It's so funny that you say that because we're talking in our fantasy league right now, okay? So I have a family fantasy league, and it gets crazy every year. So right now I got Russell Wilson, right? But I got Tom Brady on my bench, okay? So I got some people who need some quarterbacks out there, right? But the person who needs my quarterback the most is my only competition. I got the number one spot right now in the league. So if I trade him Brady and he don't give me something back that's worth that status, potentially I come see him come playoff time and I could lose to him because I gave him Brady. So that's how I'm thinking about this right now. Why would they do that knowing that it would make us better than them forever?
But will it make it better? But will it? You know what's going to happen is the same thing that's happening to them right now. Do I prepare for the future? So what? I have Lawrence. I don't have too many draft picks to work with to build around them. I have the greatest quarterback that we could possibly see ever with no weapons. It does nothing for you.
Darnold is a nice piece. You see how he plays. Or they could do what you guys just said. How about this? You give us draft picks for Darnold, and we'll still keep our draft pick to get Lawrence. Somebody is going to be in play for Darnold and or Trevor Lawrence. I say get something for Trevor Lawrence and move him. That's what I would do if I'm the Jets or vice versa.
Well, I mean, I would
get rid of Darnold and get him.
That would only be the best Christmas present that could ever happen. But and also, too, you never know what he's going to do when he gets into the league. I mean, I know he's good in college right now, but if he doesn't perform, you know, there's a lot that come in here, you know, looking like stars in college, and then you see them and you're like, whoa.
Exactly why I said you have to do something. You have to. Because you don't know how well you're going to do, and it's really not about your skill. It's all about your environment. A lot of people have failed because of the organizations they're with. Like, look at your boy right now, Cincinnati, that everybody's looking at. Look at him. First-round draft pick. He looking nice, but he ain't winning. Not his fault. He had a couple of games he could have won. And they lost because the defense is subpar. His offensive line is letting him get blasted. What are you going to do with no talent? It has nothing to do with his ability as a quarterback. It's just he has no O-line, no defense. And he has no talent around him. So it doesn't matter that he's a first-round draft pick. And you can't judge him on his talent because he came close to winning. His team just let him down.
Yeah. And he and for it being his first year, it's hard for him to know what it's like to put the team on his back and have to be better than what you don't have already. So, I can understand that. So since you're already talking –
Hey, I gotta go. I gotta go, guys. I'll talk to y'all later.
Nah, you can't leave now. This is the best butter right here. What happened to Dallas? Please explain to me. What happened to them boys?
Don't
to be honest.
Fire.
I wanted to know what Dalton, I can't even think of his name. The way he got like just knocked out, I'm just like, yo, now who's there? Who?
Right, we're in trouble in the quarterback. We're in big trouble. Darnold was our answer, and as far as backups go, and we were hoping that we ride the wave of Dak never getting hurt. He got hurt. We had to put Donnelly into the fire. He wasn't ready. Our offensive line is in shambles. We have third stringers up there. Our line has changed every week for the last 5 weeks. We have never had the same line in there with the same people for the last couple of weeks. It is not one of those things where you can talk about dumpster fire. It's just a team that is just going down in flames, and I still gonna ride with my boys. Not our year this year. It sucks. We still have a chance if we can find somebody on the thing. We might be able to grab a Fitzpatrick. He might be upset with the Dolphins, and we might be able to throw some money his way and see if we can get him to throw a few balls our way. Cause Fitzmagic, I might have to go with Marvin, hope for the Fitzmagic or something like that for that to happen.
Our running game was subpar. Why even go through all that, like, to try to win, but, like, you know you're not going to win anything. You know what I'm saying? So why waste the money when you know you're not going to win anyway?
It's the COVID season. Everybody's losing anyway. So Dallas is the one you really got to watch out for, because Jerry Jones got a crush on that quarterback in Clemson. You got to know that when Cinderella show up at the ball, she going to have 17 different dudes with a glass slipper in their hand, all trying to be the ones to just end up with that draft pick. You don't see quarterbacks this good come down the pipe, but once in a generation, really. Everybody's going to figure a way out to lose this year.
Well, and that's what I'm saying. And as it sits right now, obviously Jets are worse. I think, Giants are next. You feel what I'm saying? Like, there's few people ahead of them. Giants only got one win.
Yeah, Exactly. So we're still within it.
Minnesota only got one win.
Yeah. It's not looking good this year.
Yeah.
Not looking
Atlanta
good this year.
Atlanta got one win.
It's a crapshoot right now.
Atlanta. Oh,
yeah.
God.
So,
and there's still a long season to go, but let me, like, jump into something that I wanted to talk about real quick. So we're talking about losing seasons here and the Jets potentially getting the number one pick. So do you think that there is some type of, like, you know, there's always, like, this one week in football where, like, the craziest stuff happens. So, like, do you think this is the week where the Jets beat?
Could this be the upset of the season?
They got Darnold back, you know what I'm saying? I'm not saying they look good, but they have made some good plays. I've seen. So, you know, maybe now they got some more time to get to bed. And then not because Kansas City, I mean, their scores are misleading in these games, okay? They beat teams by like 15, 17 points, but that's not how the game is really played. I mean, some of those points are scored when, you know, at the end of the game, and or just the way they're struggling doesn't convince me that, you know, I don't think they can beat Tampa Bay, to be honest. But I feel like, could this be the week where that crazy thing happens and the Jets beat Kansas City?
The Jets are not about to win in the game. They're not about to win.
For pride, an 0-whatever record.
I can definitely see it. I've lived through 0-16 being a Lions fan. And I'm just saying, I don't see the Jets winning the game.
You guys
going to
be
surprised.
I think the only luck that Kansas City has is they're at home.
I see what you're saying with this Kansas City Jets thing. I do see what you're saying because they did stop and slow down, not stop them, but slow down that nice offense in Buffalo. With the defense that they had, and they had a chance to actually win that ball game. They made some mental mistakes, and they don't have the actual talent to do anything. But like you're saying, they do have a defensive schemed a team where their defense is their main bread and butter, not so much their offense. And Kansas City, like you said, their points are deceiving when they're playing certain opponents. And like I said, I believe they play to their opponent, which gives them that ability to lose, which is what they did with the Baltimore Ravens. They came in like, we have to beat them. I have to outshine Lamar. So they came in and steamrolled them, but then you come around and lose to the Raiders. You know, the Raiders beat
right,
them.
Right, right.
And so those are the things where I believe that they're playing to their opponent. Their defense is not as advertised. It's not that good right now, and that's their Achilles heel. If you can get some points put on them, they do score, but they still can get scored on, and that's what's going to be their Achilles heel going into the playoffs and trying to repeat this year.
Well, I agree with that. Yeah, I mean, I could see that, you know, them not taking this game that serious, you know, because, like, really, why would you? You know, you're 6-1, you're Super Bowl contenders, and why would you take this game seriously on an 0-7 team? But I just feel like those are the games that they win by a field goal, you know? And then they don't deserve to win that game because they should have won the game by, what is the spread, 19.5? So you see what I'm saying? Like, that's unheard of. We haven't had, like, any spreads like that. Those are college spreads, you know what I mean? Like, that's just, like, disrespectful. So it's, like, it's always those disrespectful games that's going to, like, really shock you. So I'm just wondering about that. And speaking of Super Bowl, Tampa Bay, you know, they get Antonio Brown. Wow, what is Brady doing over there? I'm like, what is he doing over there? Now he got Gronk out of retirement. He got Mike Evans. Now he's going to have Antonio Brown. They're working on their running game.
He ain't even utilizing
defense.
Mike Evans. Stop it.
He's not, but he has him.
Mike Evans,
likes Godwin a little bit better, but Godwin stays injured. So,
because Godwin
he
is
does.
A slot player. He likes slot receivers, and he likes tight ends. It's over for Evans. And the thing that's going to happen is a good thing that happened for them is Godwin got hurt.
AB's going to be set for week 9. He's going to take it over where Godwin was at. So it sucks for Godwin because AB trying to feast right now. He's trying to go in and work. He got Tom Brady. He's where he want to be. They're on a championship.
And he's already played with him. Exactly. Yeah.
Exactly. And
absolutely.
When they played together, it was magic immediately. By the way, I didn't
exactly.
pick him up off the waiver wire because nobody listened to that. So I got him on my
team. Are you crazy? Nobody had him? What kind of league are you in?
I picked him up. I picked him up a week ago. So nobody
wow.
was listening to. So I picked him up. I was just, he's sitting there as a free agent. No one knows what to do with him. I was like, yoink.
You're like, I'll take him just in case.
Oh, yeah.
So, well, that's going to be a good pickup. And that's the other reason why I didn't want to give up Brady, because I was like, you know, Brady likes throwing touchdowns. And Brown is a deep threat, too. You know what I'm saying? And Brady loves a good
slot
deep threat.
Slot receiver,
you know?
Deep
so,
threat. He can be moved everywhere. He's like a Godwin with more skill set for him. Way more skills.
Yeah, absolutely. And so I think this is crazy. I think they're going to the Super Bowl. I don't see if they are the team that we imagine them to be, that they can be, I don't see anybody beating them, not even Kansas City. And I'm like, when you have Brady who can get you that win, I just don't see. I know Mahomes is magical, but I just don't see him beating a Brady team.
Man,
yeah, the Buccaneers team actually stepped up in the defensive department, and they showed a lot of gusto when playing the Packers, for sure. So that was a huge game for them to show that we can score and we can slow good quarterbacks down. Because Rodgers was the heir apparent of great quarterback until Mahomes got here. Because he was the one doing all those throws and them nice passes before Mahomes was doing it. So if you can stop and stunt him, this is a great opportunity. Oh, I have one last thing. I know it's over for the Cowboys. We already talked about them, but I just want to let you guys know it's really over because we brought Cooper Rush back to the practice squad. So I'm really sad about things about going home right now. Just so you guys know, that's how bad it is. We brought someone back, we cut. So it's all over. But we can continue.
Yeah.
Well, you guys,
I just feel bad for them. Go ahead, Mark.
Oh, no, don't feel bad for them. Don't feel bad.
I'm telling you, man, at this point, that Jets idea, if you pick the money line and win it, is so kind of attractive right now. But I just can't wrap my head around that actually happening.
Yeah.
I know, but that's like one of those like long shot wilds, you know, the ones that like you don't ever think that could happen. I just feel like, you know, I feel like I know the Jets stuff. Like, I'm not saying that they – but it's always that one team that you should never lose to. Well, and you could say that was the Raiders for them, but I don't know. This game has a different feeling for it. The disrespectfulness and the 19.5 spread, you know what I'm saying? That's got to be making them feel like, you know, shit pretty much. And it's like, what do they got to lose? What do they got to lose?
Yeah.
They're going into Kansas City. They got everything to play for. This game ain't going to make or break Kansas City one way or the other. You know what I'm saying? So that it's like, who's going to go out there with more heart? I don't know. I mean, Kansas City's
That's
at home.
Point.
They do play well at home, but I don't know. Something tells me this game is going to get spicy. But then at the same time, if this is a strategic play, then they might get all the way up to almost winning and then not win because, in all, they need that bargaining chip. As soon as they get one win, they're in the case with a whole lot of other people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so they should cover that big number.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So they have to be careful. Like, do you want to win for your pride or do you want to win for, you know, next year when hopefully things are on a more normal status? You know, hopefully we're not dealing with, you know, the same things that we're dealing with now. But I definitely can't say somebody got bad static there. I definitely think Tampa Bay.
Oh.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was some real bad static. I'm not sure. Oh, okay, there we go. Everybody good? We're back.
Yeah, we in
okay.
here. We in here.
All right, so, what was I talking about? Tampa Bay. But I think that they're going to – I got to see how Brown fits into this offense and – I'm just telling you, that's going to be a crazy bet. I got to look at those odds. So OBJ's out for the season for the Browns. So now where does that leave the Browns?
If you don't have Jarvis Landry in your fantasy league, trade for him right now.
Yep.
Jarvis Landry is definitely on everybody's list in the league that I'm in. There, we be talking about all this stuff all the time. There ain't no, like, players like that available. But so he's gone for the season, okay? So potentially he comes back next year. Like, he is so talented, and his, like, skills are just going to waste year after year after year. Like, is he going to get a championship?
Maybe. He's got a good nucleus in Cleveland. I think he's just one of those guys that gotta get in the gym. He's not in the gym, man. He gotta put on a couple of
why? Because he's getting injured
pounds
so
of muscle, man. Yeah, you gotta put on that shell so you know you can be durable. I don't know, man.
Poor guy.
You know, it could just be the injury bug. Like once you get hit with a little bit, you just never really recover fully. But sometimes after a season-ending injury like this, because you got to get your rehab on, this might reset him, and you know maybe he doesn't even really have injury problems going forward. Who knows?
Yeah, because he would have enough time. He would have plenty enough time to get healthy at this point. Because if he's done for the season, you know, the football season to come is quite a long ways away. So.
Right.
It's got a big game this weekend. You guys know my dad is a huge Ravens fan, so he said the Ravens are going to, you know, slaughter these guys. You know, he's crazy, okay? So I let him be who he is. So Pittsburgh's got a big game this week. I have not been impressed with the Ravens. I love Lamar. I love the way he plays. I just don't think I think he's trying too hard to be something that or to make a spectacular play every time he has the ball in his hand. He's not really thinking about the game as much as he probably should. And I think him being compared to Patrick Mahomes is weighing on him. And so I don't think he's being his best players to bring the Ravens to where they need to be. So I like Pittsburgh this week. It's a big game, but I think Pittsburgh's going to take this one. I don't know. Where you guys stand?
It's hard to bet against them Steelers, man. They look good on all three levels. They, you know, Tomlin is as good of a coach as you can get, and I think they've been kind of building towards this for a few years. That pass rush is a problem. I think that, it depends on if Super Lamar shows up. I mean, that can always throw a monkey wrench in the problem, but at the same time, we really haven't seen him show up a whole lot this year.
No, and how many times can he be that? Like, where, you know, he's running, he's throwing, he's touchdown. And how many games can he extend himself like that and still be, you know, great?
Now, they did lose a real key guy in Bush.
Yeah.
Linebacker spot. That might slow down that defense just a little bit. And that's the kind of linebacker you really need against Lamar anyway. That might open up some holes. And it might end up working out all right for the Ravens. More or less. You know, if he can start finding targets over the middle and keep the pass rush off of them and start getting loose, then it might be a different story because that's kind of how Pittsburgh's defense controls the game. That pass rush.
This is going to be a good game, guys.
So
it's going to be a huge test. For sure.
Oh, so you're
excited to
watch this
game. Oh, yeah. Why? Because this is what I need to see. This is a game for Lamar to step up on a different level. The reason why I say that, two things. He just acquired a receiver. I don't think he's going to be ready this week. They got Dez Bryant signed this week, so he's a possession receiver.
Yes, oh, my gosh.
So they got a big body.
Yes.
So they got a possession receiver for him, so he has another target to throw the ball to because right now all he has is Marquise Brown. Great kid, real fast, can get open, deep ball, but you need to have
intermediate
routes.
You
need to get open. right? Exactly.
Yeah, so you have
so
options.
So this is not the week for him. What I want to see for Lamar is this. Pittsburgh is good at the run stop. You see how they did Henry. Henry was not as effective as he could be because Pittsburgh is a run stop defense. They're built to control the run. Okay, their line is nice. So what is that going to do? It's going to eliminate a good portion of your game. Now you're going to not only have to run the ball efficiently, you're going to have to throw the ball efficiently. And that's
right.
where the test is going to come. Can he run and pass? And if he gets behind, can he make the plays to bring his team back into the game? Because what's his biggest problem that I see with Lamar, most people are talking about it, is can he win ball games coming from behind? He has not been able to do that because his game is predicated to run first, run and keep the teams by using the clock. They haven't been able to be like, hey, you're down 14-21. We got to climb out of it. That's one thing we haven't seen him climb out of a 20-point deficit, get his team in position to win a ball game. And that's what could happen with Pittsburgh pretty quickly. With the fact that they're missing a linebacker, they're going to have holes in the defense for them to be able to run. They're going to have other things that are going to be in his way to make this happen. So it's an exciting game to see if Lamar can do something when in trouble because Pittsburgh can score quick, fast, and in a hurry.
Yeah, they definitely can, and I ended up getting Claypool like after that first day. He was obviously in the waivers, so I ended up scooping him in a couple of my leagues. So I'm hoping he actually does something this game because he has been quiet since he had his big debut. So it's going to be a super exciting game. That game, don't laugh, because I need these players to score some points, damn it. Everybody's getting hurt or has COVID, and I'm trying to win leagues with minimal players here. But that is definitely going to be an exciting game. That game is definitely on my picks of the week, so we got into that a little bit. So, I don't know, did you guys watch Monday Night Football? Of course, I watch all football, so I definitely watched the game. I ended up falling asleep toward the end because I thought Seattle had this one in the bag. What the hell happened?
Defense happened. Defense happened. That's what happened. In this game,
Arizona
defense
definitely deserved to win that game. I'm just saying Arizona deserved to win that game.
I definitely missed that, the ending of that game. I saw about till the third quarter, I think, and I still felt like Seattle had the game under control, and then I woke up and it said Arizona won.
Defense.
That was not what
That's
I was
exactly
thinking.
What happened.
The
that same
is
thing
not
with
what,
the
what I was
game.
Expecting.
If you ain't got defense, you can lose ball games. They have a terrible defense that allows a lot of yards. Dallas allows a lot of points, but Seattle allows a lot of yards. And for Kyler Murray, DeAndre Hopkins, Christian Kirk, and Fitzgerald and company, that's where they feast on big chunk plays. And that's where they lost, right there. They kept it too close because their defense let Cardinals stay in it, and they paid for it in the end. Paid for it.
I bet they would like to have that game back. I bet they definitely like to have that game back. But I was just shocked. I couldn't believe it. I mean, I was happy. I was happy for Arizona. You know, I have a love for Arizona. You guys know I am from there, but obviously I'm in New York now. But I've never been a fan of them, but I always liked them because I live there. So, you know, I was happy, you know, to see that they won. And I like Kyler Murray. I like him. You know, he's got a little bit to learn still, but I like his energy. I feel like he's right for them. I feel like he fits in with Arizona, and I feel like good things to come for that team. You know, hopefully they can get, you know, some rings down there, but I think that's in the future. I don't think, you know, in a league with Mahomes, you have to be great, you know, all the time. You have to have perfection. You can't have bad games. And he still has his share of bad games. So, but I like him. I like him. I think he's going to be good for them. But I was definitely shocked to see that Russell Wilson let that one slip.
Yeah, and Russell Wilson had 3 interceptions, man. That was
That's
tough
what I'm
on
saying.
Him.
I know.
That
I know
was
he
tough
has to
on
be
him.
Like, as he don't throw no interceptions, not usually. He'll run the ball before he, you know, he tries to give it up like that. So I was surprised to see that he had, you know, that many interceptions in one game. So let's get into it, guys, because I just want to talk real quick about our favorite games of the week. We are running down a little bit on time. But, okay, so obviously we talked a little bit about the Pittsburgh Ravens game, which obviously is my number one watch for the early games. That starts at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So we get the afternoon games. You guys get morning games. That is one thing that I do love about living on the East Coast is we get afternoon games now, so you don't have to be up so early in order to watch the games. But I'm excited to see that game, but I'm definitely taking Pittsburgh. That is going to be my number one watch. I'm also going to be watching the Kansas City Jets game. I know that everybody's like, why would you watch a Jets game? But I'm telling you, the game, Mike, is spicy. We'll talk about it next week, whether I'm right or whether I'm wrong. But I don't know. Something crazy is going to go on for that game for me. Obviously, I don't care about New England anymore. I think they're going to lose to Buffalo. So that's definitely not a game that I'm going to be excited to watch. But the other game I want to watch is going to be on Monday night with Tampa Bay and the Giants, because I want to see also if, you know, how Brady does. I want to see if he is consistent throughout the season. I want to see if he's still going to be elite when he doesn't have the players that he needs. So those are my top three games for this week. D, you go next.
Let us see. I definitely want to see the Raiders and Browns. I definitely want to see how Baker responds to a team that's actually put together, because the Raiders do have a good offensive and good running game, and they got some good defense. He's actually gotten away with a couple of wins that he shouldn't have won based on teams that he played that were not good. So I want to see how Baker does, and I definitely want to see if Carr can step up to the challenge and put a win on his resume against a solid team like the Browns. So that's definitely a game that I'd like to see based on the quarterback matchup. That's going to be a good one. Let's see. We did talk about my viewpoints with the Steelers and the Ravens, so I won't do that one. Let's see how well the Titans can play against the Bengals. That's a game I definitely want to see. I like Burrow, guys. You guys keep seeing me bet on the kid, and I like how he's playing. He did come in with some swagger, and he is playing. I like to see if his team can put some points on the Titans and put some pressure on them. The Titans are very vulnerable against an air attack. They can run the ball, so I know it's going to be tough for the Bengals to put some defense on them. But right now they're only favored 6 points, so they're saying it's going to be a pretty close game. It's not a blowout. For them being a 1-5 team against a 5-1 team, it's only -6. I think some people know something
absolutely
that I'm talking about with this Burrow, right?
Absolutely.
Know
that's going to be exciting.
Marv's turn. Let me see. I'm just going to stick with that. Those two. And then the only other good game that I can see is I got to watch my Cowboys versus the Eagles, man. I got to watch it. Because right now the Eagles are 2-4 and the Cowboys are 2-5. And that's a deciding game of the leader of the conference right there, man. Of the division. That's a division rivalry game right there. And if they can pull something out of their hat and hopefully win a ball game, that's huge for the Cowboys. Or if the Eagles do it, vice versa. I can see the Eagles beating them because Eagles are favored by 7 and we're not good at all. But if we can somehow miraculously do a cardiac kid move and win this ball game, man, that could definitely put us in first place and still have us a chance to get some playoff time. So those are my games.
Yeah, y'all definitely would be, but it's just like after that, you know you're not going nowhere. So it's like, what is the point?
I'm rider on my team, man. I'm trying to find anybody to have hope and faith.
I got you. All right, Mark, what are your games? Where
are
you at this week?
Well, I want to see what your boy Russ will do after that week, coming off that close heartbreaker in Arizona. I think that Niners and Seahawks matchup is going to be a real good game. A lot of playoff implications, conference implications, everything. Niners coming off a big win. So I think that's going to be a good matchup.
I wouldn't call that a big win. Okay.
I told you. I said it last week. Belichick's heart, bro. Garoppolo got Belichick's heart. He let him win, boy. I told y'all.
He let him have it, didn't he? I seen Belichick get up to Matt Patricia out here and let us get a win on week three when he was looking like a scrub.
Got to help out a little bit here and there. So I'll tell you, man.
That's a good little segue to the other game I was looking at. Lions coming off that big-time game winner, you know, comeback Matt at it again, 36 comebacks in his career. I think that we at home and we underdogs, smash that money line like button on that. I think the Lions gonna be ready to roll. And then I wish Fitz was playing, man. I'd say the Dolphins and Rams. But
yeah.
I think the best game other than that is probably New Orleans and Chicago. I'm looking for the Saints to take Chicago down another notch. I think the Bears got a record that really doesn't tell you anything about them as a team.
Were we watching the same game on Sunday night? Because they looked terrible.
They did look terrible. I don't think there's going to be much difference. And I don't care, you know,
Foles or
the other guy. I don't think they got a quarterback between the two of them.
That's a terrible game.
They got talent at the wide receiver. That's what's holding them together on offense. But, you know, there's only so much you can do. And, you know, I guess you got to depend on Nick Foles. I mean, he could have a better game and still lose against the Saints because Drew Brees is still showing and proving. With all the receiver problems he's been having this year, he's still showing improvement. And if you get Michael Thomas back this week, you know, watch out.
Well, he's been a waste. He's been on my bench for about 9 weeks now.
Oh, Lord. Hey, everybody watch out. One last game. Dolphins to a plane.
Man. All right, so.
Dolphin, Tua, watch it against the Rams. Aaron Donald. Good game. Got that one.
All right, what's your last game?
I hope we make it out alive. All right, so what we got? We got Seahawks Niners. We got Saints. That was three.
Yeah, you got three.
You got your three. All right, good. All right, that's three. So I'm going to ask y'all, what is y'all one win against the spread? Guaranteed, no matter what, cannot fail this weekend.
Guaranteed win?
Guaranteed win and to cover.
Oh, you got to call it. Oh, I love it.
Ooh.
Who's going first?
Okay, all right, hold on. I go first. I got to see. Hold on.
I'm looking. That's terrible. I'm looking
see.
At
Hold
something.
Guaranteed.
Yeah, guaranteed win and cover, man. Phew, I'm definitely not picking Kansas City, man. I know 98 points. Good Lord. All right.
All right. because keep my record good, because I'm definitely going to keep track of this guy. So we're going to see at the end of the season who is a better pick at D. So we're going to start this week out so that way, and I'll keep track. Ooh. And then we will go back each week and we will see who is in the lead. So I'm going to keep track. Okay, so this week I am going to take – oh my gosh, it's so scary.
Ah, now you're scared. You wanted to do this.
I am scared. I know, but I didn't know which game I was going to pick. You know, I just asked you.
I already know, my
right.
Terrible.
All right, I'm going to take Pittsburgh this week. To
and
cover,
huh?
Plus three.
Ooh, we need to put that on the betting scale. They're the underdog?
Yes.
Wow.
That's what I'm saying.
What's the money line for the Steelers?
Yeah, give me that. We need to put that on there. We'll talk about that later. I saw that. I was like, wait, what? Uh-oh. They know something we don't know.
They know something we don't know. I'm in. I'm locked in and ready to go. That's my picture, sweet boy.
I got to see what Marv got. I got to say mine, but I got to get mine last because of how bad it is.
Okay, you go next, Marv.
I've been screaming it all show long. Easy
Lions.
Money. Lions at home.
Yeah, I put that
easy
on the card too, buddy.
You're right.
Lions at home. That's a
look
little bit of money line. I think it's close.
Yeah,
to
I like that one.
Like that.
Heck,
money
I even like that Raiders Brown one. Hey, I like that Raiders Brown money line. Cleveland +3 and they lost to Daisy. Ooh, we might have to get the Raiders +3. But anyway, I'll talk about that with you guys.
Exactly.
We're not pro gambling. We do not recommend this at home.
Exactly. We do not do this at home, okay? We just talk about the best possible situations for this week.
God. All right.
Well, all right, your turn.
All right, man. People are going to hate me. But you talk about guarantees. I'm going to go with the Eagles over the Cowboys. Guaranteed win. They're going to cover the 7.
They're going to cover the 7. What?
Yeah.
That means they got to win by 8, though.
Yeah. I see it because we got our butt slapped by Washington, and they're not much better. The Eagles are better offensively than Washington.
Subpar
defense, and we don't even know who the quarterback is or what we're going to do. So I had to say it because it was a guarantee, and I'm like, I hate to say that to my team, but I'm like, we let the Redskins destroy us with their third string. I can't even look at it no more. Carson Wentz is a monster as a quarterback, man. People count that kid out, but he fights every game. So that's my guarantee right there. They gonna cover.
Wow.
Yeah,
I cannot believe it.
Yeah.
Hell must have frozen over or something because that is definitely not the game that I thought you was gonna take.
That's exactly what I'm saying. You said guarantee. I'm looking like, yeah, guarantee win? Easy. Let's look at it.
Yeah.
It has come to this.
Well, we're going to see, and I'm going to keep track. I'm going to, keep our score. We're going to start halfway through the season because now, we start to know teams a little bit better. We start to see how teams are playing, and, we can make better educated guesses. Also, for our guests that are listening in, we're not telling them the wrong thing, the wrong time. So it's better now that we started. So I will keep track, and we will talk about it next week. I just want to thank you guys definitely for coming on. We are coming down to our last few seconds. If you want, just let these people know how they can get a hold of you, how they can find you, how they can follow you on your social media. Just leave out your handles. D, you can go first.
Facebook, Dwayne LaPorte, easy. Snapchat and Snapchat is Malbolgia83, and Instagram is the LaPorte Clan. So that's how you can find me on all those. I need to switch them all to one thing. I just haven't been on them like that, so I eventually will get that fixed for y'all. But that's how you find me.
Yeah,
I'm
catch your boy on IG. Oh yes, appreciate you. Yes, catch your boy on IG at B1GMRV. At B1GMRV. And it's going down.
All right, boys. I'm definitely glad you guys came on. Marv, we missed you last week, but it was good to have you back this week. We got a crazy week of football. You know we're going to be talking off the line. But thank you, everybody, for listening in. This is your host, Mimi. We are here live for you every Wednesday night, 8:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You guys can find me at official_Mimi_C. My boys are here with me every week. We have a great show for you guys planned. Come join us live. Again, that's 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Until next week, guys, peace out. Be safe.
Peace.
Nah, take it easy.